Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Paul Rasmussen. This half hour, a chance for you to win tickets to see Bryan Adams at PPG Paints. And we'll give you a chance to do that here in the next few minutes. He's going to be there on November 2nd. You remember Bryan Adams?
Absolutely. Love Bryan Adams songs.
One of his biggest hits was The Summer of 69.
Mm-hmm.
People just love that. And it seems to have the staying power. It still sounds relevant.
I love to crank up songs of his like Run to You is a great song.
That's another good one. Meanwhile, while we've been enjoying this unbelievable stretch of great weather, the nor'easter, the first of the season, has pounded the Jersey and New York shores. Yeah. Have you seen some of the videos?
Yes. It's we're sitting another big one out. I'm fine with it. But geez, look at they're really taking it.
And
taking
if you
a
notice,
pounding over
it
there.
It came as close as giving us on Sunday morning a few showers early. And then while it didn't get sunny, you could see some breaks in the cloud deck and it was blue sky. But the devastation left behind, CBS's meteorologist Rob Marciano.
The first nor'easter of the season crashing ashore, bringing rough surf and powerful winds to millions in the east.
We hunkered down, took all the chairs in, sailed around the doors.
All of New Jersey and parts of southern New York under states of emergency as relentless northeast winds force ocean water onshore and flooding coastal communities.
Nearly half the roads here in Manasquan have some sort of tidal flooding. This is one of the worst.
The floodwaters so deep here, some locals took to surfing in the street. Gusty winds also uprooted trees and down power lines throughout the region. In New York City, a woman was struck and killed by a solar panel that blew off a nearby carport. Officials canceling the annual Columbus Day parade for the first time ever due to weather over safety concerns. And in Massachusetts, two people were killed and one injured when a small plane crashed into the grassy median of a highway near Cape Cod. It's unclear if weather was a factor. This is the same system that slammed into parts of the South over the weekend, leaving towns from South Carolina to Virginia underwater and leaving more homes on North Carolina's Outer Banks teetering on the edge.
The erosion's gotten so close. I mean, these buildings are starting to get unstable. It's scary.
Unfortunately, many of those homes will eventually fall into the ocean because this is not going to be our last coastal storm or nor'easter, and we're not done with it. We're still getting a lot of wind here, and these lights continue to sway, and the surf continues to pound the Jersey shore. The low itself is just about 100, 150 miles off to our south and southeast. It'll slowly move out to sea, but there'll be residual flooding in the morning and some residual rounds of rain before things really begin to quiet out late in the day on Tuesday. Rob Marciano, CBS News, Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Yeah, this has been when you think about it, up until now, we haven't talked about destructive storms here in the east, you know, and 6 weeks away from the end of hurricane season.
You know, our big concern has been not enough rain. basically, this year, don't you think?
Yes.
Although we're pretty close to normal for, I think, for the year, a few inches either side of it. But what really blows me away, Larry, is it's going to be 76 again on the weekend, on Saturday. It's almost November.
I know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we've been really fortunate here. We've had sunshine. We've had comfortable temperatures. We've had relative low humidity.
Yeah, it's been really nice.
It's been a big challenge. And we're getting ready for our Hometown Heroes event tomorrow night. Paul, I know.
It's a big night.
Fortunately for you, you're always working. We want to get you in there one time.
If I'm going to do it, I've got to have the next day off. It's just,
yes.
Know.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
No, I understand that.
And you know better than probably anybody else in the building besides me how tough it can be to stay up late and then try to turn it around, come back in here at our ungodly hour that we start.
Amen. I might know a guy, right? So we have Jerome Bettis, one of our Lifetime Achievement Awardees. Nobody here in this town needs to know. Super Bowl champ with that walk-off win 20 years ago in his hometown of Detroit. With the Lombardi Trophy.
It doesn't seem like it was that long ago either.
I know. And he says, you know, he's so energetic, enthusiastic, and he has done nothing but contribute to our community since. And that's what got him at one point the Walter Payton Award. And only one player in the league gets that annually. And he was one of them. And then Lucas Pyatt, who you know as a visionary. His latest project is the 15-acre site called Esplanade that's going to be next to Rivers Casino along the Ohio. And then we have five of our hometown heroes, and one of them is another name that people will know very well. Four-time Super Bowl champ, offensive lineman John Kolb, who joins us, who also served in our military. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
It's a great morning, and we're excited to have you as part of our Hometown Heroes event tomorrow. I know you're probably thinking, well, I'm no hero. We hear that a lot. But what you're doing to help and have been doing to help fellow veterans is actually the reason. I mean, the four Lombardi trophies are fantastic, but it's the work you've done after your playing days, after 13 years in the black and gold, that make a difference in our community every day. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm Vietnam era, and this is important to me because my high school, it's really emotional. My high school quarterback was killed in Vietnam, and his name's on the Vietnam Wall. And my team manager, little guy, Johnny Tagman, his name's on the Vietnam Wall. He was killed in one of those tunnels that you had to grow. Okay. And Alan Thomas, he was our halfback. He came home and then took his own life. But they don't put his name on the wall. And this is a class. We had 67 kids in our graduating class. I got a football scholarship. So they went to Vietnam. And I could go on. My best friend, we played marbles in grade school. His license plate says Bronze Star. And I asked him, oh, my gosh, Bronze Star, what happened? And he just told me, that was my best friend. I've known him since fifth grade. And he just said, well, there was an ambush and a lot of guys didn't come home. So I hope this conveys to you and anybody listening that this is not just a surface thing. This is those guys, like you said, those guys are the heroes. So nonprofit that we get to, that we do, it's called Adventures in Training with a Purpose. So guys come in, and women, and they train. And then we go on anything from a kayaking trip to rock climbing to mountain climbing. We were in Montana 2 weeks ago. And so that's kind of what it's about. And I hope that conveys a kind of a thank you and a wow at the same time.
Well, I can see after more than 50 years, the passion and the emotion that still comes with serving during that time period and losing friends. So Adventures in Training with a Purpose, though, now helping our more recent veterans, too, who are dealing with many of the PTSD issues. And what you've done has been a life changing operation with Adventures in Training with a Purpose. So, John, thank you.
Thank you. And you know what? I don't know how much time you have here, but let me quickly try to put in. It's really neat how God wires this. And one of my textbooks says, I got to teach kinesiology at Youngstown State, and one of the textbooks talks about what makes us move is also what makes us think. And to me, that's such a profound statement. That's kind of a Chuck Noll statement. That's something Chuck Noll would say, you know. And in the Bible, it says, in him, speaking of Christ, we live, we move, and we exist. And for a lot of our veterans and what we do, you kind of put those things together. And so we find, and the textbooks and the research shows, but by moving, doing, I don't mean just sitting there and sit and be fit stuff, but we're actually up and moving, doing things. This could create something called neurogenesis and neuroplasticity, which creates a healing in the brain, and it's just kind of a neat thing we get to do. A very neat thing we get to do,
and very unique and very impactful. AdventureTraining.org, AdventuresTraining.org to reach out. John Kolb, 4-time Super Bowl champ, but more importantly, the work you do each and every day and continue with your family. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, John. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
It's going to be a great night. John Kolb, one of our hometown heroes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, perfect. All right, we weekly on Tuesdays at this hour check in with our colleague Lynn Hayes Freeland, live from Atlanta, Georgia, on our live stream, kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company on a new KDK Radio YouTube page. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Larry. That is great sports music. You know, I was sitting here listening, and, you know, I'm not the biggest sports fan, I'm going to be honest. As everybody was talking about Penn State, the first time I ever went to Penn State was when Joe Paterno died. So I was never like a big Penn State fan, never followed their football team. I went to Duquesne, so we didn't even have any investment in, you know, like Pitt and Penn State. So it's kind of interesting listening to the back and forth. I rarely agree with Stephen A. Smith on anything, but I think he might be right on this one.
Yeah, yes. It's funny you say that exactly. He's a lightning rod, Stephen A. Smith, for those that don't know. He's in the sporting world, but he has commentary on a lot of things. And like people of controversy, they draw the push-pull factor, they call it. And he lights it up. But he's suggesting, based on record, that was a wise move to make. I still can't believe the amount of money we are talking about for college coaches who are getting fired and getting paid, near $50 million in this case. And somebody said, oh, well, Penn State's got the money to do it. They're putting over $700 million into their stadium. They get the big payout from the Big Ten. So we can absorb this. But that's a job I'd love to have in that case.
Well, you know, there's just so much money involved in college sports. And I just heard recently that, and I want to get this right, is it NIL, name and likeness?
Name, image, likeness.
Image, likeness. Okay. So once players were able to do that, some of the bigger, more popular players are earning over $1 million while they're still in college. So I think sometimes we underestimate just how much money is involved in college sports.
I just don't know why a board would approve a contract with that kind of payout.
Well, I'm guessing. And again, this is not my area of expertise. This is not my comfort zone. Goodness knows, in broadcasting, on local broadcasting, you don't get those kind of payouts. Maybe on some of the networks you used to be able to get it. But I'm guessing that they thought he was going to be there for a while. They never saw this coming. I don't know, Larry.
We'll see what happens. So what's on your radar? So much to talk about.
So much to talk about. So I'm excited about your Hometown Heroes for tomorrow night.
Thank you.
I think it's always a great event. And one of your honorees, Bernard Alexander, is someone that I have dealt with over the years, not so much personally, but through social media. So I was excited to see his name.
He is a connector, somebody who's giving real, practical, tangible opportunities to young people who might not feel they have a chance. And he's been doing this a long time. So he's one of our hometown heroes. You just heard from John Cole, four-time Super Bowl
champion.
That was a long time ago. But what he's doing for fellow veterans is even more impactful.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And you're right. Because when you said John Cole, I was like, wait a minute, I know that name. I had to go back in my memory. So I just think it's a great event. So saluting you for that, because every year, you know, you always think that, well, we've gone through all the big names now. We've gone through all the people making a difference. And then you realize there's a whole lot of other people out there who are making a difference. So kudos to you for that.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. We got a lot to cover with Lynn Hayes Freeland. But first, Bryan Adams is coming. PPG Paints Arena. And that'll be on November 2nd. We've got a pair of tickets for you. 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Caller number 7. Tuesday, we continue our conversation with Lynn Hayes Freeland. Lynn, before we jump into the day's news and your take, I want to mention Bobby Greer played for the University of Pittsburgh. Today, the book about his life is launching, No Greer, No Game. This is the story of how Bobby Greer and the Panthers integrated for the first time, broke the color barrier at the Sugar Bowl, and his teammates and coaching staff stood behind him. And it's an incredible story, and it's a Pittsburgh story that really resonated throughout America and not only college football, but in sports in general. So No Greer, No Game launching today.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll have to check it out. Not familiar with the story, but you've already captured my attention.
Yeah, you will be impressed not only with Bobby Greer, but his teammates and what this city did to break the color barrier. If you can imagine, they said, we're not playing this game if you bring Bobby Greer. And the team stood up and said, No Greer, No Game. And
I love it.
The rest
no
is
Greer,
history.
No game.
So
I love it.
So many things to talk about. What's on your radar?
You know what? What I'm going to throw out here, Larry, is something that is not necessarily making headlines, but it captured my attention. There is a move by parents to go back to landlines in the home. Remember the old landlines that everybody had, you know, the kitchen phone with the long cord?
Yeah.
And what they're finding is it gives their kids an opportunity to still stay somewhat connected with their friends, especially like the smaller kids. But it also gives parents the ability to screen, to know what's going on. Mom answers the phone and says, you know, hi, who are you calling for? Do you know what I mean? They get to know who's calling their kids versus on the internet, you have no idea. So it's a big trend now, parents going back to landlines. And I think it makes a lot of sense.
Just talking to our producer, Aaron Ferragonio, this morning. Aaron, jump in with Lynn for a second. We were talking about when we were young and starting to drive, Lynn, you would just leave the house and there'd be no possible way for anyone to get in touch with you. I mean, that's, right, Aaron? That's unimaginable for your generation.
Yeah, Lynn, I told Larry, you know, unfortunately, and today, that's extreme. I mean, it was dangerous when you guys were coming up, but can you imagine that being the case now? I mean, many parents maybe would never get their answers, you know, their questions answered. But I can't even believe the trust that the parents had to have in you was major.
Well, you know what? I think it was also, it was a different time. It was a different era. And a lot of the craziness we hear on the news every day wasn't happening on a regular basis. You know, we used to have an expression, if it bleeds, it leads, in terms of what the top stories were on the newscast, but nothing like it is today. I was watching a local newscast the other day. The first 9 stories were about gun violence. The first 9 stories. That's crazy. So when you have an environment like that, yeah, you need a phone. But back in the day when I was driving, I wasn't going anywhere that anybody needed to get in touch with me or worry about me.
Right.
We went to the movies, and when we were done, we would call collect, and my mom would not accept the charges, but she knew we were ready to be picked up. Little cheat code back in the day, Aaron.
Oh, my goodness. I had forgotten about that. Yeah, the old collect call.
Collect call.
We did that not just locally. If we were going out of town, you know, the whole family could be going, but we needed to let my grandmother know we had arrived safely. It was that old collect call.
All right. What else are you ruminating on?
You know what? I'm excited about this move for affordable housing in Pittsburgh. It is so needed. I was glad to hear Massaro on the show this morning. I know that, you know, Ed Gainey has really made affordable housing kind of the centerpiece of his term, and a lot of people, you know, have different feelings about it. But I think that we underestimate the need for affordable housing. So often people think of the unhoused and they think of people who are living in tents or living on the street. But there's a whole nother section of people that cannot find good, decent housing that they can afford to pay for. And so I'm excited about the possibility. I'm excited. I think it brings a lot to downtown Pittsburgh. I, too, like Paul, at one time, I lived downtown. I actually loved living downtown, except I couldn't afford to park my car down there. So I would park it over on the north side at the old Allegheny Center Mall. And if I needed my car, I had to walk across the bridge to get it. But otherwise, I loved living downtown. I loved watching the fireworks out my windows. Everything about it was just awesome.
Well, Lynn, always enjoy your visits. We'll check in next Tuesday. Thanks for the shout out on our Hometown Heroes, and we'll see how that goes tomorrow night. It's always an inspirational evening for sure.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear.
All right.
Thanks.
Lynn Hayes Freeland.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.